Let's move forward with the bacteria who may need to be cancelled sooner than later. I'm excited to chat to Professor Robert Bragg. He's a professor of biochemical and food biotechnology at the University of Free State.
Breakfast with Refilwe Emolato
on Cape Talk.
Good morning, Professor. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. I liked your introduction about the bacteria where you said there's always a disaster looming. It's very true.
It is. They seem to be so clever. It's like it's their raison d'être just to stay alive and get smarter at staying alive.
They do that. That is what they do. And they've been doing it for millions of years. So they're pretty good at it.
Correct. And now we've introduced this new thing of our alcohol-based sanitizers that we use on a daily basis. And they're starting to get clever. Cleverer.
That is correct. Yeah, COVID has been a disaster, obviously. But one of the things that has come out of it is people are much more aware of the importance of biosecurity. And you know, we were talking in the classes with the students. You know, people didn't get sick this year. People didn't get flu.
That's right.
People didn't get their normal diseases because everybody's covering up. Everybody's using hand sanitizers, which is good. If the hand sanitizers and things are of an acceptably high quality, and unfortunately, many of them haven't been. Anybody was putting anything in a bottle, and you go into a supermarket or a shopping mall or anywhere, and somebody wants to spray something on your hands, and you have no idea what's in those bottles or what the quality control
is in
these bottles, and this is potentially causing concern that the bacteria are developing resistance. Now, we've busy working with some of these highly resistant bacteria, and sort of in more common terms, people are talking about superbugs. So you have in hospitals and in human medicine, you have bacteria that are resistant to all the antibiotics. So we're running out of antibiotics. Our last line of defense is going to be disinfection and biosecurity. Now, a very concerning aspect of this is these bacteria are developing resistance to these disinfectants at an alarming rate. And, we got to make sure, the reason we ended up with antibiotic resistance is people misused them.
That's right. They were overprescribed as well, right?
Overprescribed totally, and people didn't finish their courses. There's tons of antibiotics that go into animal feeds, so there's a big effort to try and reduce the amount of antibiotics or totally even ban the amount of antibiotics used in animal feeds because we're heading for a crisis. I mean, if we no longer have antibiotics, it's a major, major issue. They estimate in the not too distant future, we could have around 50 million people a year dying from superbugs. And our defense is basically disinfection. So we've got to use the disinfectants carefully and properly.
Is it likely that they might become superbugs that are able to be resistant to the appropriate sanitizers that are 70% plus alcohol, for example?
Look, the alcohol generally works reasonably well at 70%. And one of the big misconceptions is, people often think, if a little bit is good, a little bit more is better. This is not the case with alcohol. Alcohol is highly volatile. It evaporates.
Right.
So if you have, the 70% alcohol is the ideal concentration to give you a contact time. So when you're using it, any disinfectant, when you're using it, it has to be on the surface, whether it's your hand or your kitchen table or whatever, for a specific time for it to be able to work. Now, if the alcohol level is above 70%, that time gets shorter and shorter and shorter. And then, of course, the problem is if people start, diluting the products, add a little bit of water or add a little bit of something to make it last longer, then you also have a problem because then you're going below the lowest concentration that'll work. But even more concerning thing is if you start looking at some of these hand sanitizers that are on the market, some of them have got the 70% alcohol, which is good. But then they've also got very low levels of the more traditional disinfectants like quaternary ammonium compound. But the levels that they're using are astronomically low. And these levels are normally below the minimum inhibitory concentration. So all you're doing is you're showing the bacteria what weapons you have in your arsenal. You're giving them the opportunity
the
to
blueprint.
Say, okay, these guys have got a cutaneous compound. Okay, let's develop resistance to this. And it's scary.
It is very frightening. I mean, I'm comforted by the fact that your study ultimately finds that for as long as we're using the correct disinfectants, we should be all right.
Mm.
But I think you're right. I think many people cut corners.
That's right. Yeah.
Not everyone can afford. So what do we do going forward? I mean, I'm so nervous about the notion of a superbug.
Yeah, it is scary. Fortunately, eventually now, SABS has come on board with the things because, you know, in the beginning days of COVID, it was like a wild west. I mean, anybody could put anything in a bottle and selling it. Now the SABS have come up with a set of standards and the requirements for things to get registered. So, I mean, we're a year into it, but at least it's better late than never. And so hopefully, you know, the products, you should be seeing labels on spray bottles that people are using. You should be able to look at the bottle, see what it is, who's manufactured it. There should be an expiry date. There should be warning signs on it and things like that. So hopefully things are moving in the right direction, that we are sort of, you know, the government, the country, the people are busy weeding out the inferior quality products and moving towards getting better products. So there is light at the end of the tunnel, and hopefully it's not a train.
You know, I've never felt danger with such excitement. Thank you so much, Professor Robert Bragg.
It's a great pleasure.
All right, then. Microbial, biomedical and food biotechnology is his specialty that he is a professor of at the University of Free State.